Blog Talk Radio.
Just days before defending his title, UFC lightweight champion Benson Henderson says he has put the kick aside and promises to erase a nightmare. Joby Sanchez of the XFC fights on Access TV next week. He is confident that he will continue his fight winning streak. Picking and choosing opponents is for punks, and Georgi Karakanyan states his opinion on fighters and promoters that let this happen as he gets ready for his fight at the World Series of Fighting 5. Eric Perez is ready to step inside the octagon after not seeing action in months. The Roman Show starts right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition of The Roman Show with your host, Rodolfo Roman. Now Mikey Ruckus, rain down hellfire and brimstone.
I consider the beast, I consider the pound. He considers the people when he considers the crowd. Ain't nothing to it cause we all go through it. It's the start of The Roman Show, let's go through it. Come on, we pop shots as you licking your chops. The straight to the top, the moment that the solar will drop.
Yeah, yeah.
Tired of the lock and tired of the knock. We got the industry crossover like it or not.
Keep rocking.
You haven't been all, you haven't been heard. From Miami, yes, to Detroit, 3 1/3. East Coast, West Coast, yeah, we throwing the curve. With a red carpet, news break, shock in the world. Come on, ride, come and join the Roman Show. Coming back to attack the world. We'll go when the major pro wrestlers, I can't go. Platforms designed for us, Roman Show. We're gonna make the world stop. Know that name, get a scoop. He's not afraid to risk his game. Ready to fold, cause you all look the same. We don't rock and wanna find shell, break the frame. Coming if you got questions for the
Roman Show.
Comment concerns or suggestions for the
Roman Show.
Bring a topic of discussion to the
Roman Show.
Like a chance, spread the word about the
Roman Show.
Comment if you got questions for the
Roman Show.
Comment concerns or suggestions for the
Roman Show.
Bring a topic of discussion to the
Roman Show.
Like a chance, spread the word about the
Roman Show.
Welcome everyone to another episode of The Roman Show. It's actually going to be the last episode for this month, August 28th, 2013. And we have lots to talk about, considering that we have a ton of guests. In fact, let me just give me 2 seconds here as I... doing the show, you have to have some energy. And one thing of enjoying it is through coffee. And I'm sure after listening to several of our podcasts, I'm always... either drinking tea or coffee, but I had to have some coffee today. But either way, guys, we have a great show lined up for you. As you heard on the opening, lightweight champion Benson Henderson, who fights this weekend against Anthony Pettis, will be on the show. Joby Sanchez of the XFC fights next week. And Georgi Karakanyan, who fights the World Series of Fighting next month, will be on. Now, Eric Perez, who fights on the UFC Fight Night card, will be on the show as well. That interview is in Spanish, so you're going to have to, for the folks out there in Espanol, pueden escuchar la entrevista entero en Espanol. Nonetheless, I'll go ahead and have a little translation there on our website, RodolfoRoman.com. Now, lots of news, lots to talk about, but wanted to give thanks to the Miami Marlins organization. Because over the weekend, they allowed us to go to the Marlins Park. And we had the opportunity of interviewing several legends of the world of professional wrestling. From Bret the Hitman Hart to Jim the Anvil Neidhart to Bill Goldberg. And listen, I have to tell you something. For the first time, I think in a very long time, I got chills. And that's when I heard the theme song of Bret the Hitman Hart walking towards the ring. Now, he didn't wrestle, but just the fact that I got to see this guy one more time live and in person with the theme music and actually to meeting him and talking to him and interviewing him was such an honor. And for those young guys out there or girls that want to be professional journalists, this is a tough career. And you might be struggling financially for some time. But I have to tell you, if you love this business just as much as I do, because trust me, I sacrificed a lot, these are the moments that just make you appreciate what you do, even if you're getting paid peanuts, even if you're not getting paid anything at all. But the fact that you have the opportunity of interviewing, meeting a person that you looked up to as a kid is enough for me. It's more than a lot of money, because those are things that you learn with this business. And I'm giving an advice here to people that are planning to get into this business. I see several guys and girls who are trying to get into the journalism world. And as you know, it has changed. It has made a 360 from newspaper to digital media, videos. As a reporter now, you don't only have to write. You have to shoot video, you have to edit video, then you have to put audio. There's so much going on right now. Everyone needs to be updated, but it's really a cool, fun time because you challenge yourself, because you have to keep up to date with what's going on with modern technology, and you're able to use that into your daily day of work. And it's really unique. But again, my special thanks to the Miami Marlins and also to you guys, because of you. And a video interview of Bret the Hitman Hart, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, has gone viral. Just a few weeks ago, this month actually, we celebrated 2 years of the Roman Show. 2 years. We have appeared on TMZ. We have appeared now on Deadspin.com, WrestleZone, MMA Junkie. What does this prove to you? That we are for real. And we're not playing games, and we are here for you. We are here to interview the people that you would like to hear from. That's why our slogan is, if you haven't been on, you haven't been heard. And that's why in the background right now you're listening to that song, I Ain't Worried About Nothing. Because the Roman Show is here to stay, 100%. We give it 100% every single time we go out there and interview someone. And it's all because of you. All of your feedback is much appreciated. Tweet to me. Tweet to the show. At The Roman Show. At Roman DH. We want to hear from you. What you would like to have on the show. What you would like to hear from the show. What you would like to see on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/rroman0201. We want to hear from you. Let us know. Are we doing something wrong? Are we doing something right? Let us know. And we will do it just for you, because we appreciate all of your loyalship and all the guys and girls that listen to us across the world, because we have folks all the way as far as Thailand to Australia to the United Kingdom, all over the world, and it's magnificent. So thank you so very much. And as I stated on the 2-year anniversary, we're going to keep going strong. Now, I want to invite all you guys on September 11th, Bongo's Cuban Cafe. CFA is throwing this professional mixed martial arts fight featuring Bellator veteran Alexis Vila. He will be up against Oscar Cruz. We had Vila last week. He spoke about how he is going to give the audience what they paid for, and that's a knockout. So coming out September 11th, Bongo's Cuban Cafe in Miami, Florida. It's literally in the same premise of the American Airlines Arena, which is, guess what, home to the world champion Miami Heat. Also, guys, summer I know is already winding down, but it's still a little hot out there. So if you are out there, you're dehydrated, you need something to refuel yourself, grab yourself some Vita Coco, full of nutrients, and it has great taste. It has a really, really great taste instead of that old, stale, no-flavored water. Vita Coco, pick it up at your nearest retail store. Again, guys, make sure you like our fan page. That's Roman Show Media. That's Roman Show Media on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show and at Roman DH. That's my personal one. My co-host, the MMA Encyclopedia, the true MMA Encyclopedia, Guillermo Garcia, is not here today, but he will be joining us next week. With that said, we'll be right back after some quick little message here. And we will give you none other than Eric Perez of the UFC.
Bueno, es un gusto tener ahora en línea aquí en el Roman Show a Eric Goyito Perez, que pelea esta noche, miércoles, a través de Fox Sports One. Bienvenidos al Roman Show, Eric. ¿Cómo te encuentras esta noche?
Me encuentro muy bien. Ya hicimos el Open Workouts, cuando la gente viene a vernos entrenar, ahora a descansar y prepararnos para mañana, que es el pesaje.
Ahora, Eric, cuéntame un poco de tu pelea, que vas a enfrentarte contra Tequeya Mizukaki. Tequeya, pues, es un veterano.
Bastante bueno.
Que ¿Es de otro nivel de competencia para ti?
Es un oponente bastante bueno, ha peleado con lo mejor de la división y esperemos ir y sacar una buena pelea y, primero Dios, sacar la mano en alto.
Ahora, cuando se encuentra con este muchacho Tequeya, ¿cómo te preparas para él? ¿Qué es lo que es una cosa que siempre te llama la atención?
Pues de él, su aferración, ¿no? Es muy aferrado, siempre pelea para el frente. Y es lo que me llama la atención, ¿no? Que ha peleado con oponentes muy buenos y ya ha durado bastante, tiene bastante tiempo peleando.
Una victoria contra Takaya, ¿qué significa para ti? ¿Un poco acerca más al cinturón?
Pues sí, significa estar ya entre los mejores 10, entonces hay que derrotarlo.
Bueno, la verdad que tú tienes, pues, aún no has perdido desde 2011. Al contrario, él tiene, pues, dos peleas ganadas al hilo. ¿Qué me puedes decir de esas peleas que aún no has perdido ya casi por 3 años, no?
Pues sí, gracias a Dios y gracias al entrenamiento que estoy haciendo, bastante fuerte. Y esperamos seguir así hasta muchos años más, ¿no? Seguir entrenando fuerte, seguir ganando peleas y bueno, seguir subiendo de nivel.
Bueno, antes sí, en el 2000, bueno, de diciembre a agosto, el año pasado tuviste una lesión, ¿no? ¿Cómo fue la situación? Y si puedes explicar que regresaste a pelear este año.
Fue una, se llama staph infection, pero pues ya estoy mucho mejor, ya regresé, ya me encuentro entrenando así. Me encuentro mejor que nunca, mejor que antes, y preparado para esta pelea.
Bueno, ¿y vas a entrar con tu máscara de lucha libre esta vez también?
Así es, siempre con el Goyito Power.
Ahora, ¿tienes tú un luchador favorito de México?
Sí, Octagón, en Santo y Blue Demon.
¿Estos son tus favoritos?
Sí.
¿Y alguna vez pensaste tal vez estar en lucha libre en México, ya que es bien popular allá?
Pues es bastante diferente a lo que yo hago. La lucha libre, pues, es un show. Aquí no estamos haciendo ningún show. Aquí es una pelea de verdad, ¿no? Dentro de dos peleadores. Es bastante diferente a lo que hago y, bueno, siempre me soñé siendo un luchador, pero ahora puedo ser un peleador.
¿Intentaste alguna vez entrar al ring y luchar?
No, fíjate, cuando estaba chiquito terminando la lucha libre me subí al ring y saltaba y todo, pero bueno, era cuando estaba muy chico.
Ahora, bueno, ya que México está poco a poco popularizándose con las artes marciales mixtas, ¿cómo me puede decir, pues, lo que está ocurriendo ya en México, la arte marcial mixta, desde cuando tú comenzaste? ¿Ha visto, pues, más apoyo al deporte?
Pues sí, la verdad, ha estado creciendo y creciendo este deporte y esperemos que sea un deporte que llegó para quedarse, ¿no? Y para hacer más masas y para crecer más, expandirse más.
¿Y qué tú crees que se va a necesitar? Claro, que tú también Kim Velázquez, que tiene, pues, la sangre mexicana, son una de las personas que están apoyando mucho este deporte, pero ¿Qué se necesita un poco más para que llegue más al punto popular como boxeo, decimos, que también es popular en México? ¿Qué se necesita?
Pues yo creo que se necesita hacer un UFC en México, preparar un UFC allá, y bueno, haciendo un UFC allá ya mucha más gente se va a enterar, mucha más gente va a saber que
que es este deporte, y yo creo que es lo único que se necesitará, porque la verdad en todos los medios ya está, ya toda la gente sabe lo que es este deporte, bueno, ya es que está creciendo poco a poco. ¿Sería un sueño para ti estar allá tal vez tú en la cartelera en México?
Pay-per-view. Así es, como siempre lo he hecho, es un sueño que tengo pelear en México, en mi tierra y en la mejor compañía de artes marciales mixtas del mundo.
Y por último, diste el cambio pues, de México, te fuiste a Nuevo México para entrenar con en el Jackson's Camp. Dime un poco de entrenar en ese lugar donde tantos grandes, ¿no?, que entrenan en ese campo. ¿Cómo te sientes ahí? ¿Qué has aprendido desde cuando te mudaste allá?
Pues dicen que si quieres ser grande tienes que entrenar con los grandes, y es lo que hice. He aprendido bastante de todos mis compañeros y cada vez se aprende más, ¿no? Cada día es un día de aprendizaje y es lo que me deja este campamento, ¿no? Todos los días estar aprendiendo y ser mejor día tras día.
Y ahora tienes también varias personas que van a competir en el tuyo, y ¿cómo apoya a todos los peleadores ahí cuando le tocan a pelear en una cartelera? ¿Siempre estás ahí apoyándolo a tus compañeros de campo de entrenamiento?
Así es, siempre nos estamos apoyando unos a otros, estamos entrenando juntos, y bueno, cuando es la hora de pelear, cada quien va a su pelea, pero siempre nos tiene, cada quien, tenemos todo el campamento en nuestras espaldas y todo el campamento que nos apoya al 100%.
Bueno, jueguito, pues te agradezco mucho, mucha suerte esta noche con miércoles, pelear contra Takeya Mizukaki en Fox Sports 1, en el canal nuevo que salió, que la verdad que cuando lo vio así, pues debutó semana pasada, fue tremendo los ratings, sé que va a ser igual esta vez también. Pues ya, y bueno, okay, por último, ¿quisiera añadir una cosa más?
No, pues muchas gracias a todos, muchas gracias a su respuesta, el apoyo que me están dando. Y primero Dios, esperemos salir con la mano en alto este 28.
Bueno, saludos Goyito y buena suerte, y te vemos pronto ahí en la pantalla, en Victoria.
Ok, igual, saludos, cuídense.
Thanks again, welcome back to the Roman Show. There you have Eric Perez, or Eric Perez, or Perez in Spanish, as we like to pronounce. And it's very exciting to note the fact that he's really pushing for a UFC in Mexico, and he said that a dream of his would be to fight in a UFC event in Mexico. Same thing has been said by none other than Cain Velasquez, UFC heavyweight champion. Also, want to state, so we have seen some of our tweets here, and again, please interact with us all the time on Twitter, at The Roman Show, or at Roman DH. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, that's rroman0201. Guys, if you need to bring in some customers to your business, you need to show it off. How do you do that? Well, you call SimplyJVideos.com. SimplyJVideos.com will go out there, shoot your business, get your product on the internet, and guess what? They put a nice little video, and you can use that to bring in the customers. When they come in, knocking at your door, tweet us, and you'll thank us later. SimplyJVideos.com is an ESC Pro company. All right, guys, we have lots to talk about again, as we will now welcome Georgi Karakhanian, who fights the World Series of Fighting next month. We'll be right back. What does he have to say about promoters giving away free wins?
And we are back live on The Roman Show. And on the line, what a pleasure it is to have World Series of Fighting, Georgi Karakhanian, who will be fighting Waylon Lowe September 14th, World Series of Fighting number 5 in New Jersey, 9:30 p.m. on NBC Sports. How are you, Georgi? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? I'm doing good, man.
absolutely great. Thank you so much for taking the time and speaking to us. You got a great matchup here against Bill, and now it's the first time you fight for World Series of Fighting. How are you feeling about this, joining this organization? Prior to that, just a couple of fights before that, you were with Bellator. But how about joining World Series of Fighting?
You know what? I feel great fighting for World Series of Fighting. It's you know, it's a good, great show. You know, it gives me good exposure to fight on NBC. I fought before on NBC with Bellator, so you know they were willing to pick me up. I guess you could say before UFC, and they offered me a good contract. You know, I couldn't let go. And you know, fighting someone like Wayne Lowe, you know, another UFC veteran after Dean Thomas, it's a great matchup for me. And you know, I'm just looking to fight tough guys and get paid.
And how many fights are you scheduled, or what was the contract for? How many fights?
It's a 4-fight deal. You know, it's a 1-year contract.
Now, going in now into this fight, September 14th, just around the corner, Waylon Lowe. It's a good matchup. Like you said, UFC veteran. You've had your fair share of UFC veterans, including Dean Thomas recently. But what about Waylon Lowe? And tell me about his competition, and what do we expect from you against this guy come September 14th?
Yeah, you know, I've seen some of his fights. Guys, you know, anytime I go in a fight, I don't really underestimate nobody. So, you know, he's a tough wrestler. Used to fight at 55, you know, just in the drop to 45. You know, just came off a quick win off, I think, fought Cameron Dollar. So, it's a good matchup. You know, like I said, I don't want to, you know, lately you see all these newcomer fighters. They want to fight chumps and, you know, and then go fight in the bigger shows. You know, I want to fight tough guys. I want to fight someone, you know, that will put that fear in me, like, oh, Waylon Lowe, a lot of people say, no, he just came off a knockout. You know, I want the fight. You know, I'm excited. And, you know, he's a good wrestler with, he's a southpaw, has a power with his left hand. And I'm just looking forward to go out there and wrestle him. You know, I think a lot of people underestimate my wrestling, you know, just because I lost to Joe Warren. But, you know, this kid, you know, I've watching his fight with Nick Lentz, you know, he likes to stay on top. And, you know, I just want to grind him out and, you know, just out-wrestle him.
You just mentioned, it's funny you mentioned that, because I know of a lot of organizations out there that do that. You know, they kind of choose and pick the opponent. So one particular guy has a victory. But do you think that in a way that hurts your career, it hurts your record by picking and choosing guys that you know you're probably going to get a win against?
Yeah, in the long run it does, because, you know, you want to know what you're capable of doing as a fighter. You know, I don't want to mention names or organizations, but lately I've seen that a lot, and I think it's a bullshit. You know, I think lately what's happening with MMA is, I guess the fans, they want to see those undefeated fighters that haven't fought nobody, but they have big mouths and they could create the buzz around them. You know, I guess when you don't fight nobody, you could talk good. So, you know, I guess they like all those fighters, you know, that, you know, fought nobody's and they could talk. But later on in your career, once you fight that one tough fighter, you know, go to a decision or whatever, you know, those grueling fights, then is it going to tell you, you know, if you lose that fight, is it going to tell you, oh, if you want to stick with this sport or not? So I think it's important, like, to have tough fights in your career, you know, to see where you stand in MMA.
Yeah, I agree with you with that. And it's great you mentioned it, because here, you know, we live in South Florida, and there's an organization or some organizations out there to do that. And not only is it, as you mentioned, it's bad for the fighter himself, but it's bad because the fans don't really get to see who this guy is made about, or this girl, you know. And it's funny, because sometimes
exactly.
They end up losing, and it looks extremely horrible on the record. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, you know, you got these guys that are an Ultimate Fighter. They come up with one knockout, and all of a sudden, they put them against real fighters. They suck. They can't perform, you know. And they just, but they have a big fan base. So I don't know what the, you know, I feel like fans don't appreciate those tough fighters that fought all the tough names, you know, losses, not losses. All the fans want is, you know, the someone, I guess, talks all the shit. But, you know, when you put them against tough fighters, they're not going to be able to back it up. So, I don't know, man. It's just a lot of politics involved.
Yeah, no, it's true. But, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, you're not the only one that notices that, and you being a fighter. But as me, as a journalist and also as a fan, it kind of kicks me off because you see some of these former UFC guys and they go into these small promotions and they give them guys that don't have the equal amount of experience and or records. They go in there and in two, three rounds, they demolish them and then they go out saying, oh, I'm the best there is. But in reality, you're not really getting the competition. Thankfully, the World Series of Fighting is doing that. They're pairing up two tough guys going at it to challenge themselves and the record. So let's talk about those September 14th. Muelo Low, it's a great matchup for you. American top team. Anything particular that you're training against this Low?
Yeah, you know, Southpaw. So, you know, I'm fighting a Southpaw. I fought a Southpaw in the past when I fought for Tachi Palace belt. I fought Isaac De Jesus. And, you know, Isaac, you know, it's the same way, just like Wayne and Low, they have that power with the left. And, you know, now Low has that good wrestling. So just training with a lot of Southpaws and training with a lot of great wrestlers, you know, Division One wrestlers, you know, the ones that scramble a lot. So, you know, that's why I feel really, really confident in my wrestling. And, you know, I know I don't think he's going to be able to land that left hand, which he looks for a lot. He's going to try to out-wrestle me, and that won't happen. So, you know, I'm looking to make a very hard fight for him, you know.
Now, you have an interesting background, knowing that you were born in Russia to Romanian parents, and mm-hmm. you came from over there to live in California to train mixed martial arts. But behind that all, you were a professional soccer player. How in the heck did you manage to get it from soccer to mixed martial arts?
Yeah, you know, soccer was my passion, and I was never that person or, you know, I guess a fighter that, you know, any fighter you interview, they're going to say, well, since day one I was born, I knew I was going to be a fighter. That's not me, you know. I wasn't, you know, soccer was my number one sport and my passion. I still have a lot of passion for it. So I got into fighting through my friend. I was doing a Brazilian jiu-jitsu back in 2006, and you know, he asked me to try it out the class, and, you know, I put the gi on. I thought it was so stupid putting the gi on, and the guys tapped me there like 100 times, and I was like, man, I'm not doing this. So finally I signed up, and I started doing it, and after about 6 months doing it, I took my first fight. I mean, I didn't take it. I just showed up to practice, normal practice, and they said, listen, this guy backed out, and can you fight? I said, okay. And I just took the fight, and since then I've been fighting, you know, I just clicked the thing.
You know, your story is interesting because I hear that often. Some guys are tough guys, sometimes are football players or like yourself, a soccer player, and then, oh, that whole grappling and rolling around, it just doesn't seem manly enough. But look at you, here you are, you're a badass fighter now, 7 wins in a row. That's just incredible. How do you carry on that momentum into this fight?
You know what? Every day I wake up or every day I go into the gym, I think of myself as the worst fighter in the gym, as the worst fighter in my division, and that I got to work on all the weaknesses, you know. And I learned that from, you know, playing soccer in Russia, because my trainers were so hard on me, and they would always tell us that to stay humble and just work hard. And, you know, I just go to the gym and I work on everything, my jiu-jitsu, my wrestling, my stand-up, my Muay Thai. You know, you cannot get comfortable with this sport, because the day you get comfortable with this sport, that's when you're going to start losing. I mean, of course, I go in this fight with a lot of confidence, but I got to still stay humble. So I just work on everything, you know, sharpen up my tools.
Would you ever consider possibly going back to soccer?
If opportunity is right, yeah, why not? Always.
I don't have to cut weight.
I could eat all the pizza I want.
Now, do you have a particular particular popular team that you follow, or that you're always keeping an eye on? Of course, aside from your Russian team.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Barcelona. So I follow them all the time, and try to watch all their games. I support them a lot.
Any particular player that you admire?
When I was playing soccer, I liked Zinedine Zidane, and I liked Eric Cantona, all those guys, Romario, Riquelme. But right now, number one player is Messi. Man, Messi is just killing it.
Now, did you ever, by any chance, get to play against Zidane or Kaká or any of these guys from Brazil?
No, I didn't get a chance to play against them. I wish. That'll be good. But I did kick the ball around with Zinedine Zidane, Fabian Barthez, Yuri Djorkaeff. They used to be there. They used to play for Brazil, French national team in 1998. So I get to hang out with them.
That is definitely great, Georgie. Well, Georgie, I want to thank you so very much. Anything else you'd like to add or share with everyone else here that's listening to us this afternoon or this evening?
Just try to, not to change. Fans are always getting educated with MMA, but, stay loyal to everyone and, not to believe in all the hype a lot with all these newcomers. But other than that, if anyone has any questions or wants to contact me or ask me any questions, they can follow me on Twitter. And also to thank you for, interviewing me.
Thank you. And what's your Twitter account now?
It's Georgie MMA. So it's without E. So GeorgiMMA, a Twitter.
There you go, guys. There you go. Follow Georgie at Georgie MMA and check him out in action against Waylon Lowe, September 14th, World Series of Fighting, number 5 in New Jersey. I have to ask you one more question. Just popped into my head. I think it's 1FC over there in Asia. They allowed the kick. If they were allowed the kick down here in the United States, knowing that you're a soccer player, would that benefit you a lot? And would you use it?
I would. No, man, that'd be my dream, of course. I mean, I don't want to sound violent, but anytime that door shuts, you can't be, any opportunity I get, I'm a seriously try to hurt you bad. And I know this might sound not right, but that's what the other guy's trying to do to me. So if I had the opportunity to soccer kick somebody, it would feel good, I would try to bend it like Beckham.
Well, he's retired, so I guess we're going to have to go with Messi for now.
Yeah, bend it like Messi.
Georgie, thanks so very much, man. Enjoy the rest of the evening. And again, check him out live on World Series of Fighting number 5 in New Jersey, September 14th, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. He's on the main card, NBC Sports. Don't miss it. Thank you very much, Georgie. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Ben Askren is talking a lot before perhaps a departure of Bellator. He is now allegedly heading to the UFC as he has no more fights in his Bellator contract. And he has been on some Twitter beef with Josh Barnett, who fights this weekend on the same pay-per-view where Benson fights. Called him out, said that in the whole pre-show of the upcoming UFC pay-per-view, he said that why didn't they mention that Josh Barnett was on steroids? And Barnett simply just tweeted back. And they've been going at it one-on-one. Has Ben Askren trying to get some attention? Well, I think so. Even Shayna Baszler got on there, who has been on the show. She went in there and got in the conversation. So they've been going at it one-on-one. Needless to say, it seems that this man is hungry for the octagon. Former heavyweight contender Chuck Congo has signed with Bellator and will be joining the Season 9 tournament field. As you remember, Chuck Congo was released by the UFC He is a veteran, been with the UFC for pretty much a lot of his career. But heck, he could do a lot more in Bellator. And it's funny to say, and I've had this conversation with Guillermo. Bellator, Bjorn Rebnes, Bellator has gone on and said that we don't want the guys that were in UFC to come to Bellator. Well, I guess that's not happening. Because here you go again. You got Chuck Congo. You just have Tito Ortiz. You had Quentin Rampage Jackson. They are all former UFC guys. Boom. Right in Bellator. World Series of Fighting has gone on and said, yes, you know, we'll pick them. We have no doubts. In fact, we had Ray Seffel, the president of the World Series of Fighting, and we asked him if Chuck Congo was going to be a World Series of Fighting. And he said they were looking at him. But it turns out now that Bellator is going to have him. All right, guys, we'll be right back with Jacoby Sanchez, who fights in the XFC. Right, Rodolfo Roman back on the Roman Show. Thanks for listening. Again, make sure to follow us at Roman DH or at the Roman Show. On the line, we have XFC fighter Jacoby Sanchez, who will be fighting at XFC 25 September 6th, live on Access TV. He will be facing Eric Moe. Jacoby, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, absolutely great, Jacoby. And again, thanks so much for joining us. You have a great matchup coming up. You're facing Eric. Now, one thing is that you have advantages. You're coming into this fight with 4 victories under your belt. On the contrary, Eric, well, he just had a loss here. But how does this winning momentum carry on to this fight?
I think it's a real good momentum in my favor. I'm undefeated. I haven't lost. I've only lost once, and that was in 2009. My first amateur MMA fight. So I have a lot of momentum on my side, a lot of confidence. I think it plays a big part. So.
Absolutely. 4 fight win streak. You also had a very successful amateur career as well. But the story really that I want to mention or talk about here is how you got involved with the XFC is that you went last year into the open tryout filmed by Access TV and you got chosen. How was that experience? Hello, Jacoby?
Hello.
Yeah.
Say that again. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time. Hey, I went to the open tryouts and.
Yeah, how was that experience?
Oh, that was a lot of fun. It gave me an opportunity to see how I stood on the national level, and I was excited about it because there's guys from all over, from the West Coast to the East Coast to the Midwest, and I went in there and did work and I. It was an awesome experience.
Absolutely. Now, knowing that you do have a background here, you're very active in boxing and a black belt in karate. Now, remember when Machida came and he won the title and he had the background of karate? Remember Joe Rogan saying that karate schools are not gonna be excited because people are gonna go back. But how has karate helped you out in mixed martial arts?
I come from many very very many disciplines. I mean, I wrestled for years as well, and you learn a lot of different stuff. The karate was just like discipline from when I was a little boy. You just get a certain type of discipline and respect, and that's really helped me throughout the years of my whole fight career.
Now, going into this fight against Eric, knowing that, again, you have that 4-fight win streak, he's coming off a loss, does it make Eric extra dangerous knowing that he's coming off that loss?
It does. It's probably bothering him. Losing is no fun for anyone. No one likes to lose, so I know he's going to come to fight, going to come to try and beat me. So I'm sure it's a lot of motivation. So.
Right. And Jacoby, of course, we don't want to think about it, but how do you mentally prepare for this, that, you know, knowing that there might be that one day that you can lose?
That's the thing about this sport. That's what makes the sport so amazing. From my point of view, it's so easy to lose. This sport, it's so easy to lose. You can go in there, get knocked out, choked out, have a bad fight, like not show up, but there's so many ways to lose. It's so hard to win in this sport. And that's what makes this sport very exciting for me. That's what gets me in the gym every day to get better and better. Because, like I said, it's easy. It's that easy just to go in and lose. One day I might lose. I could. It's more than possible. But not this fight. I feel very ready, very prepared.
Now, how did you get started into mixed martial arts? How is your story, knowing that you had that background in karate and in boxing? And how has that transition been from those combat sports and then mixing everything together in MMA?
When I was little, like, I just wanted to become a... I wanted to be a pro fighter. I wanted to be a pro boxer at the time, pro kickboxer. Because that was what was big. Seventh grade year of middle school, the first season of Tough came on, and from Albuquerque was Diego Sanchez. He went and competed, won the first season. So, seeing that, like, most of us hadn't really seen that before. It got me really interested in MMA, and that's what got me started into wrestling, started my wrestling career. And from there, that's what I knew. I wanted to get in the cage. I knew I'd end up in the cage.
Now, knowing that you do have that Hispanic background, anyone in the family also was a boxer or of any other sports that you also perhaps may motivated?
No, just my two younger brothers, and my youngest brother did karate, and then karate and jiu-jitsu, and then my other brother, who's actually a few years younger than me, like 3 years younger than me, he did a lot of kickboxing and boxing and jiu-jitsu, and he was really good at it, and just us three, we just kind of did it growing up, so.
And Joby, how has been the reaction from your family members? Because I'll tell you, my family as well as Hispanics, and I don't know about your mom, but my mom, I used to wrestle, and she wouldn't want to see me wrestle because every now and then, ay, Dios mío, mi hijo. I don't know, did you get something like that from your family?
My family gets really stressed watching my grandma light the candle every time for every fight. They support me very well, and they love watching me fight, even though it stresses them out.
That is great stuff. Joby, I want to thank you for coming on the show this evening here on The Roman Show. Anything else you'd like to add, man?
Yes, I want to give a couple of thank yous. First, I want to thank my parents and my two brothers. Without them, I couldn't do this. I want to thank the XFC, Mr. Prisco, TJ. I want to thank... the Chavez Dojo and Grandmaster Chavez, Coach Manny, Professor Baranta for my jiu-jitsu, Duke City CrossFit, of course. Those guys are awesome for strength and conditioning. Check them out. Also, I want to thank the Lisa, Jesse, and the whole Herbalife team.
Awesome. Well, Joby, I want to thank you, man, again for coming on board on The Roman Show September 6th, Access TV XFC 25. Joby, I mean, you'll be in good hands because it's right in your own backyard fighting. So you have a lot of folks supporting you that night, huh?
Yes, there's going to be a lot of people from Albuquerque going, so just be excited.
That is cool. Well, does that add a little bit of extra butterflies?
No. For all I care, I can fight Eric on the moon. I really don't care. No extra stress.
Well, Joby, again, thanks so very much for joining us. You can follow Joby at Joby Sanchez, right? That's your Twitter account, at Joby Sanchez.
Yeah.
And watch him live on Access TV, September 6th, XFC 25, Sanchez versus Mo. Thanks so much, Joby. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back again to The Roman Show. Again, visit simplyjvideos.com. They will shoot a video of your company, put it on the net, and you'll thank us later. Just watch your customership grow. SimplyJVideos.com. That's SimplyJVideos.com is an Esk Pro company. Follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show or at RomanDH, Facebook.com/RomanShowMedia. Also subscribe to our YouTube account, YouTube.com/RROMAN Old 201. RodolphRoman.com will also give you all that information you know.
everything for the whole Roman show world. I'll get you in there. So don't worry about that. We got you covered. Also, remember, we are on Stitcher Radio, and we are on TuneIn Radio, and on iTunes. Just look it up. Rodolfo Roman, you can't miss it. We got you covered all places. Again, I also want to mention, as I mentioned, the YouTube. I want to take you out there because you're going to have a whole long list of fight interviews with professional wrestlers, fighters, and folks in the entertainment world. And the Amanda Nunes, who just recently fought in the UFC, will also be out there. So look out for that interview. Well, that big Bellator 106 pay-per-view, which is going to be headlined by Rampage and Tito, has now another fight. And it's a title fight between Pat Curran versus Daniel Strauss, with Daniel we had here on the program. So that should be pretty cool. Now, Duke Rufus, now we're going to welcome in lightweight champion Benson Henderson. Duke Rufus, the trainer of Anthony Pettis, says that he will take out Ben Henderson this weekend, Saturday, at the UFC 164 rematch, stating that Pettis has this guy's number, while also stating that Henderson's striking has gotten worse. I'm not picking and choosing here, but I gotta admit that Henderson, compared to when he fought Edgar, I want to say he's a little different. I guess he's leaning towards a little bit to the whole GSP, very careful, which I understand. You need to cover yourself. But I don't know about the striking, saying that he's getting worse. I don't think so. I just think that you evolve. As a fighter, you evolve and you know what to do and what not to do. Now, he might think that his striking is bad, but maybe he might be doing it on purpose. We don't know his strategy. But you're going to hear from Benson Henderson. We're going to ask him about what's going on and how he plans on defeating Anthony Pettis. And don't worry, folks. We will ask the question as far as what he would do if he were to fight Jose Aldo, the current featherweight champion, if he were to make that jump to lightweight. Remember, also on that UFC 164 card, which is going to be great, Josh Barnett versus Frank Mir. Frank Mir was on the program. You heard it from him. In fact, when we interviewed him, and they had just signed Barnett, Mir said he wanted Barnett, and boom, there it is. There you got the fight. Good fight for both those guys. Clay Guida versus Chad Mendes. Brandon Vera versus Ben Rothwell. And Nurkacz versus Dustin Poirier. All right, we'll be right back with Benson Henderson. How does he plan on defeating Anthony Pettis and keeping the title?
All right, folks, we're back in the Roman Show. What an honor it is to have lightweight champion Benson Henderson fight this weekend against Anthony Pettis. Pretty excited about this fight coming up. Benson, thanks so much for taking some time and speaking to us.
No problem, guys, of course. Thanks for having me on. No worries.
Awesome. Now, Benson, I want to talk to you first and foremost. You've got this great fight coming up. It's a fight that, and I got to ask you about the kick. I'm sure you've been asked about it thousands of times. They're playing it on TV over and over again. Although it's being replayed on TV, do you find this though as a motivation to kind of say, hey, you know, let me put this aside. I'm going to just get this thing, put it in the past, and just do that possibly to him or do something else to him and defeat him and put it in that path?
Kind of, sort of, but not really. Not the way a lot of people think of it as. Anytime you have a rematch, they play highlights of the rematch, and they talk about the same person over and over and over. You already got, talked about him for such a long time in the first fight. Well, that can get old and get, pretty old pretty quickly. But a part of, for me, after the loss, you got to man up. You got to move on with the rest of your life. You got to get ready for the next fight, get ready for the fight after that. The sun rises the next day. So for me, a part of manning up is just getting past it, moving on, getting over it. I was able to do that, and win my next fight, and then win the next one, and then win the next one, and then win the UFC title. So it's not really like that to me. But at the same time, yeah, you better believe I'm excited to get my hands on Anthony Pettis again. I've been waiting for this for a while, so I don't really need it. It's not really extra motivating to me or anything like that. I was able to win the UFC belt and defend it, a record number of times. So I'm cool. At the same time, though, yeah, I want to get my hands on him.
I said, would you say that that loss actually turned into a win? Because since then, you've been winning, and now you're the lightweight champion of the UFC?
I wouldn't say the loss turns into a win, but because of the loss, I was able to become a better fighter and then win the UFC gold and defend it a record number of times, yeah.
Now, no one's looking at that fight that you had. It was pretty much even throughout. But this time around, what are you going to be looking out for against Pettis?
He throws a lot of, you know, unpredictable kicks. That's what he's the best at, is throwing, like, weird off-the-wall stuff. That being said, it's easy to say, oh, yeah, watch out for weird stuff. But the reason why, you know, you have to watch out for it because it's weird and you're not expecting it. So you have to, you know, watch out for the unexpected, which is kind of oxymoron. So I will keep my eye out, keep my eye open for any tricky stuff he's going to try and throw. That being said, I'm going to go do my thing and go beat him up, go instill my will and be less worried about what he's going to do.
He's definitely has had much success in the UFC compared to him. Now, how did you feel that when he at one time called President Dana White, asked for a shot at Oldie Aldo's belt, and then now he's back, and now he wants a shot at your belt? What were your thoughts on the whole transition, that period that you mentioned that?
Say again?
The whole fact that when Oldie Aldo,
he
won the belt, and then Pettis called, and what were your thoughts on that situation?
It is what it is. That's one way to go get a title shot, I guess, you know. That's probably my initial reaction on it.
Now, looking out, it was in an interview that I believe it was Pettis who said that he last fought in, both of you guys fought in your hometown. Now you're going into his territory. Do you find this at all in any way beneficial to him? Or that doesn't matter to you?
I don't think it really matters. My last fight was against Gilbert Melendez, his hometown of San Jose, California. My first fight in the UFC was in Mark Bocek's hometown, my opponent's hometown of Toronto, Canada. My fight against Pettis was my hometown, so I don't think it's really not as much of a factor as the media plays it up to be, I guess. It is what it is. To fight, the guys who determine the fight are the two guys inside the octagon. So the crowd, while it might be loud or boisterous or whatever, hopefully, you know, it is, they don't really determine the fight at all. They don't really play a part into the fight.
And Benson, anything in particular that you did differently in your training from the first time you fought Pettis?
Say one more time.
Anything different you did differently compared to the first time you fought Pettis in your training? Anything different you did?
No, not really. No. A lot of times after somebody loses, they get pretty upset and they think themselves, oh, I got to change up stuff. I got to switch camps and switch coaches and switch training partners and switch how I train. And they do like a wholesale like change up of style and how they prepare and move to another camp and stuff like that. For me, I practice the exact same way. I have all the same coaches, you know, from before the Pettis fight, you know, getting ready for the Pettis fight to my entire career since then, you know. So I didn't really change things too much. I would say just maybe the only thing that I learned from and grew from that loss is not, you know, my training tactics or anything like that, but my approach inside the octagon. Being more aggressive, trying to instill my will more in the fight, not being as lackadaisical against when I'm inside the octagon.
You mentioned one more question I have to ask you. If everything goes your way this Saturday on pay-per-view against Pettis, there's been rumors or there's been talk that possibly Jose Aldo moving up in weight class. How would you fare up against this fight if you were to go up and you were to fight him?
I'd be pretty interested in the Jose Aldo fight. You know, I know there's been talks about that for a long time, about him being kind of small for 145 and growing bigger and stuff like that and wanting to move up to 155. Sounds good to me. I think it'd be a pretty good tough fight. He is one of the best fighters on the planet, pound for pound. I do want to be the best fighter on the planet, pound for pound. That being said, you know, makes sense to me.
Awesome. Well, Benson, I want to thank you so much for taking some time and speaking to us here on the Roman Show, and I wish you good luck come this Saturday on pay-per-view, Henderson Pettis number 2 for the lightweight champion UFC pay-per-view. Don't, folks, thanks so much. Thanks, Henderson. Benson.
Alright guys, that pretty much wraps up tonight's show. Thanks so very much. Again, follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show, at RomanDH. Subscribe to a YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/ourRoman0201. And visit our website, RodolphRoman.com. With that said, have a wonderful day, evening, afternoon, whatever time you're listening. But again, make sure you keep up with us by liking our fan page, facebook.com/RomanShowMedia. Have a wonderful time, guys. Let the world know that The Roman Show is here giving you what you want. With that being said, have a good time, guys. Talk to you soon.